Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Caps tickets to opening night a week from now. We're giving those away in an hour. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm Kondorian Murad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate, administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We're going to get into just how significant this matchup is for Washington. Does it feel a little bigger than a normal early October game with the way things have trended in the first month of the season? But I'm being told by the fellas that there's something we have to hear from the Paul Toboni press conference today.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of good audio from this morning. Like, he was really sharp and great. You figure...
Apparently, it doesn't have anything to do with how sharp or great he was.
What?
Yes, so Toby and Ryan were over there. And Tobes, it sounds like you have something that you need us to hear.
Yeah, I thought Paul was fantastic. And so, you know, usual presser affair, and especially an introductory one. It's, hey, congrats, Paul. I'm so-and-so from publication, right? You got, hey, I'm Andrew Golden from the Washington Post, or I'm Toby Altizer from 106.7 The Fan. The usual sorts of things. And you generally want to refer to him by his first name, Paul, because that's who he is.
What else would you refer to him?
I have no idea what you would refer
right,
to him
what else
as.
Is there?
But
sir?
Someone that
Mr.
I
Mr. General Man, Mr. Prez?
Handsome president of baseball.
His
operation?
Lordship? Like, you what know, are you going to say there?
Something that someone around the building had told me yesterday is at this presser that they wanted to make themselves memorable. And so they went out of their way to make sure that they called Paul by the wrong name. And I won't say his name, but it is rhymes with like Smyan Glary or something like that.
Oh, no.
Glary,
what happened, bud? What happened here?
I don't know what happened. I guess.
I heard your question was, it was a great question, and it got an excellent answer. I thought one of the best answers of the presser.
It was, and you know what? I just feel as if, I think Paul Toboni was just getting too much attention at that point, and I kind of wanted to make it about myself today during this press conference.
Toby, do you want to handle that, or do you want me to?
Well, I mean, he can't even say his right name.
Paul Toboni, I know.
You've done that, and I'm not even trying to be a jerk. I just keep correcting you so that you don't say Toboni.
I know. I keep on saying Toboni.
Have you done Toboni on Locked On Nats?
So much.
Oh,
like, for the first day, it was Toboni.
Really?
That is so tough.
It was tough.
All right, so did you call him Paul Toboni? Was that the problem?
No.
That would have been worse if you go, Mr. Toboni.
Mr. Toboni.
I thought about it. But I was like, I say we just hear the clip.
Do we have the clip?
We have the clip.
But Darius wouldn't have just pulled up the clip to throw you under the bus like that, would you, Darius?
Oh, he would.
Hey, Ryan. Paul. Ryan from 106.7, The Fan there.
Ooh, that stings.
Hey, yes. Ryan.
So, by the way, this happens in press conferences way more often than you think with people that are. Because you're worried about your question, and you have to do the pleasantries of like,
yep.
Hey, Danny, I'm Grant. You know, sometimes I'm going to call you Grant, and I'm Danny. Nobody knows. But so you went, hey, Ryan. Did you say I'm Paul? Did you get that far?
Yeah, I got to the Paul part, and I think I was just like, wait, no. Hey, Paul. Like, we can play it again, because honestly, I'm not sure.
It happens quick.
It happens so quick.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Paul. Ryan from 106.7, The Fan there.
Oh. Yeah.
But to your credit, if I may. You didn't call yourself Paul.
I did not call myself Paul.
You didn't get to the Paul, yeah.
I had one foot in the door there. Did not get both feet in there.
What was the reaction in the room? You can hear a couple. I hear Mark Lerner's laughing on that. Like,
Mark loved it. He got psyched.
It popped the room. It popped the room. Like, you know, it's Ryan, a serious, introductory press conference, and the whole room kind of lightened the mood a little bit. So credit to Ryan.
I have never heard that serious a voice from Ryan.
That was Locked On Clarity.
Like that's, but yeah. Even when he's doing like the Locked On Pod, he's still demonstrative, and he's doing his radio voice right now. And like we're talking, that was hello, Paul. This is Ryan. Like that was like Library of Congress type stuff.
Now, did Toby introduce himself to Paul Toboni?
I did. Yes.
Toby and what did. You? How did you do it?
Hey, Paul. It's Toby. 106. Toby Altizer. 106.7.
Why did you do that though? Why didn't you call him Toby?
I don't know. I will say,
did you consider it?
His last name I misspell all the time because I'm used to the T-O-B-I.
Ooh, okay.
Oh.
So I do misspell his last name a lot.
You've Tobini'd him?
Yes, I've done that plenty, but I have not called him Toby or Paul Toby or anything like that.
Or Paul Toboni.
Yeah.
Or Ryan Toboni.
Ryan Toboni.
As the case were. All right, let me hear it one more time. Crank it for me here, Dad.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Paul. Ryan from 106.7, the fan there. So
you hear Mark Lerner get a good laugh out of it.
I like the there also at the end. I don't know why that pops me.
Which
hey,
one?
Ryan, hey, Paul. Ryan from 106.7, the fan there.
There. Where?
That's funny.
Well, to be fair, I was going to be starting a question there, and then the room just started popping, and I was just like, okay, well, I just got to kind of take my licking right now. Like, people are laughing. Mark Lerner's laughing. I kind of got sized for that. But
The owner was steamed.
The owner was steam.
And I hear he's not the only member of the ownership group that gets a little steam for Ryan Clary.
Yeah, a little birdie.
A little birdie. Some ownership gets sized for Locked On Nets. So
sounds like you might have a subscriber.
What?
Huh? Sub. Yeah, get sized. Get sized.
Do they listen or do they watch on YouTube? Do we know?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I should probably check in with them.
But I did think, stick aside, I don't know that we're going to play your question or his answer because we're just playing the fun part.
Sure.
But his question was excellent.
His question right
he
there.
He asked him about the identity after he said 106.7 the fan over there.
106.7 the fan there.
Yeah. But he asked about the identity of the organization, I think, and kind of what they're going to hang their hat on, and he gave you a great answer.
Yeah, he did. He was awesome, and I think, honestly, it gave us a lot of insight on what Toboni's going
to
be.
So here's what I want, and you don't have to do this. Tell me to kick rocks if you want. When he comes over Thursday to hang out, we're still coordinating all the details, but I think he's going to be here for much of the first hour of the show next Thursday. I think you got to go up to him and say, hey, Ryan, it's good to see you again. I'm Paul. And just keep this going.
You got to keep that shtick alive, yeah.
Well, 100% I will, because actually in the post-presser when he kind of met with the media as well, I went up to him and said, hey, Ryan, I'm Paul. So I just leaned right in.
So you really leaned in.
I leaned in.
Like for 2 years afterwards, I asked Matt Williams if I was bothering him everywhere I went. You know what I mean? Like you got to do that.
Well, it was a job well done by the fellas over there at the press conference.
Hey,
there.
Ryan. Hey, Paul. Ryan from 106.7, the fan there.
There is good.
I don't know why the there pops me.
Sunday in L.A. Commanders, Chargers. So here is, I don't have a good way to ask this. I don't really have a good topic. I tried to formulate it pre-show. I tried to give you an indicator of like how I'm leaning or what I'm thinking. But I'm just going to state what I'm workshopping. And then as I noodle this, we can kind of figure out a way to ask this on the phones.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the bit where people typically way earlier than they need to in the season do, this is a must win. Is this a must win? So I can promise you, if you listen to this show, that's not something we're ever going to do in week five or earlier of an NFL season. Maybe if you're 0-4 or something and we're talking about the playoffs, either win or you're screwed, whatever. But I cannot help myself, Danny, from thinking that this is a more significant game than early in the year should be. And that I comped it to like a best of seven series in a game five. But this is what I would call a real pendulum swinger. You've got this game coming up in primetime next week against the Chicago Bears. And while you're going to be favored to win that game, if they were to win this weekend and they'd be winning three in a row, I think that offense might give you some fits.
Yeah.
The way that they scheme and design things. The Cowboys are not a pushover. You'll be favored to win there, I would think, minimally. They just tied the Packers. They just scored 40 against that Green Bay
offense
defense.
Ain't a problem for Dallas, and defense is a problem for you. So, yeah.
Then on the other side of that, you've got the Chiefs. You've got the Seahawks. These are teams, in Kansas City's case, I don't think I need to explain anything. Seattle could be 4-1 at the end of the weekend. The Lions look like a juggernaut again. Like that is a murderer's row stretch coming up on the other side of this. If they're 2-3, a year after They had three losses when they had five wins. Actually, they started, I think, what, 6-2, and then they lost?
Started 7-2.
7-2. So, you know, they would need to win five in a row just to get to where they were at the same point last year. Mm-hmm. Am I alone in saying this one feels really, really big as it pertains to how you guys are going to feel about this team for the rest of the season, for what this year is? Or am I being too reactionary? That's how I'll ask it. 800-636-1067. But are you picking up what I'm putting down, that this just feels like either the pendulum swings to, oh, Jaden's back, the offense is rolling, they're 3-2, they'll beat the Bears, they're in a great spot, this is a playoff team, versus 2-3, and now you've lost three out of your last four, which only happened once all of last season, and if that's the case, maybe the offense wasn't great again, and Daniels has played 12 quarters and still hasn't looked like Daniels of last year. And I just think it's a completely different discussion next week.
When I was doing my sort of calculations, whatever you want to call it, predicting, looking really hard at the season, at the schedule, etc., I said, if they're going to supersede what I think the expectations are, and I said before the year, 9-8 and they missed the postseason, I think the NFL, or the NFC rather, is super crowded. I think they'll lose a tiebreaker, or someone will be 10-7 in a weaker division or something, right? Like, think Seattle last year, 10-7, missed the postseason. I think, you know, same type of year for them, they might make it. If they were going to beat that expectation, I think they needed to be 3-1 through their first four games. Because you just referenced it. Chargers, Bears weren't sure what they were going to be, but Dallas gave them fits both times last year. At Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit, etc. There aren't too many easy places to harvest your nuts. Now, it turns out Miami's way worse than we thought. I mean, who knows if they catch fire after they fire Mike McDaniel or something, and maybe there's a dead cat bounce there.
So this is a good exercise. Let's just look right now at the schedule and say, where do you have a game you would file into? That's a game you really need and should win. That's a disappointment if you don't. I would say one of the two Cowboys games, you just chalk up. It's a hard game to play, but you play a team that you're a little better than twice. You should win one of those two. But in terms of scheduled victories, let's go Miami on November 16th. Is there another one on the schedule at any point?
One could argue at the Giants, had one never seen Washington play in New York over the years.
Okay, I like
but,
that.
But that's
actually
probably that's a should win that game for a team that's going to, their coach has already been fired.
Yes.
It's a rookie quarterback that's limited in offense without Malik Nabers, that's playing for the number one overall pick. Please beat them on the road.
Family in town for Christmas, yeah, and they're playing out the string. So I like that. So I'll say Giants, I'm going to give you one of the two Cowboys games, and I'm going to say the Dolphins. So that's basically three more wins in the you really shouldn't lose this one category. And I think even the Cowboys one, I'm being aggressive on that.
I think so.
Because those are a couple of
they
toss-ups.
Did not play well against them last year.
And that team just offensively is going to present problems. Otherwise, Bears, toss-up. Chiefs on the road under the lights. Either somewhere between toss-up and a game you probably
underdogs
should lose. Yeah. Detroit, at your place, we'll say toss-up, but I would put it in the Chiefs category of, like, it's closer to game you should lose than game you should win right now. Maybe we'll feel differently when we get there. Seattle is a complete toss-up. I really like the Seahawks.
I do, too.
I might be in the minority. It sounds like you're with me in this group wherever we are, but they play great defense. They haven't run the ball that well. Darnold's athletic and extends plays. They've got a pretty good thing they're building. Denver's a very winnable game, for sure, how they've looked. But they just bludgeoned the Bengals.
They're a pain in the ass.
Great defense. Good scheme on offense. Yeah, I mean, just a really hard schedule. So when you get to play a team, my old axiom, it's not who you play, it's when you play them, that doesn't have their tackles, that has three offensive tackles, they basically are rotating in the two spots for now, that are in the bottom nine in the NFL in protection, that is giving up a massive pressure rate of about 50%. And over the last couple games, Herbert's been running for his life. I know the Chargers are good. The Giants just beat them, man. You've got to go there and find a way to win this game.
Had you gone 3-1 in the first quarter, okay, you're basically talking about a 7-6 rest of the way with a couple of those, you know, tip in, chap in birdie putts against teams that aren't particularly good that just sort of come with the territory. And then for the most part, being around 500 against some really good football teams. And that's kind of what good teams do, right? You beat bad teams. I mean, look at Buffalo. I think the teams they've beaten have a combined like two wins, something to that effect, but they've handled their business. They are plenty good. They're saving up for the rest of the year. Philadelphia, meanwhile, has beaten, you know, nothing but good teams for the most part, and they're chugging along, kind of doing what they have to. Their best football's ahead of them. You don't have giveaways now that you've lost to the Atlanta Falcons. I know it seems, you know, like reactionary here in the first day of October, but just, again, looking ahead, there's not much easy. Now, who knows? Dak Prescott gets hurt or something like that, you're playing the Cooper Rush tier or the whoever the quarterback was from JMU, Benny DiNucci or somebody else that's a Jag. Things could change. Jared Goff goes out. You don't know.
You know who their backup is right now, don't you?
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Trey Lance?
Former Sanford. No, he's moved on.
Is he gone?
Did he bounce?
Did he? Who would say something like that?
What, did he bounce?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody that I would know.
Hey, it's Ryan. It's Paul.
It's Joe Milton.
Joe Milton. We saw him the other night.
Cannonball Joe, the guy that basically is the biggest arm in the National Football League.
Yeah, he came in 2 weeks ago and threw a healthy pick in the red zone. But point of the dude's story is, that's kind of how you end up at that 10-11 win plateau. But you made it harder for yourself by losing this Falcons game. So this one, you go through the first roughly just under third of a season at 2-3, you just leave so little margin for error. Stuff's going to happen. Pat Mahomes might Pat Mahomes you on the road there. A winnable game, and he gets the ball last. Well, pack your stuff. Let's get on the bus.
Yeah.
As you kind of add it up, it's again, we talked about this before. You're still capable of having a good season. See the Nationals in 2019, where nobody said the season was over in whatever month it was, at the end of April or May, when they were 19-31. The point is, you made the road really hard for yourself. Turns out they walked it and did a great job. You're making the road really hard for yourself with this little margin of error if you're 2-3.
How many times do you think Justin Herbert's been pressured in the last two games? Take a guess.
30?
Okay. 30 would be a boatload, right? Anybody else want to guess in studio? Last two games for Justin Herbert, how many times has he been pressured while throwing the football?
I will go with, I don't know. I mean, he lost Joe Alt halfway through the game on Sunday. I'll say in the 20 range. We'll go 22 pressures.
20 would be a lot.
Yeah.
I would probably say 26 times. 26 okay. Pressures.
26 would be about your league leader. You know, the league leader in this time is right around the low 30s.
I have no idea.
50.
50.
He's been pressured 50 times in the last two games. The second most pressured quarterback in the NFL has been, as I said, right in the low 30s. But you're talking about a guy now, weirdly, scrambling more than he's ever scrambled in terms of percentage. So that's an area where he could possibly beat you. But if there's ever been an antidote or a medicine for what ails you here as a pass rush, there is zero excuse, Danny, for them not to harass him in this game. You have to. By the way, it's not just their tackles. They have an injury on the interior of their offensive line as well. Mekhi Becton, who they've been playing and kicked inside, is not hurt, healthy right now. He's been dealing with a concussion. He was pressured on 21 of 44 dropbacks in week 4. And the 21 pressures in a game was the third best game that they've had as an offensive line this year. Mm. I mean, think about that. This is crazy what's happening. And by the way, he has been balling, too.
He's awesome.
He has recorded the sixth highest completion percentage in the NFL this year at 79%, while also averaging the fifth most air yards per attempt. That is like eating McDonald's every day but never gaining any weight. So basically, he throws the ball downfield at a rate higher than all but four quarterbacks, and yet his completion percentage is top six, and he is one of the league leaders in not throwing screens. They've thrown the ball behind the line of scrimmage at the second lowest rate in the NFL. It's like he is playing out of his mind right now. He is at an MVP level. So I know this isn't going to be easy, but I do think there's like three or four times during the season in the middle of the week, I think, when you're a defensive front and you watch the tape and you go, oh, we should absolutely feast on this guy. I think this is one of those times.
If it happens, they can win the game.
But don't you think how could they possibly? They have two tackles that are in the bottom eight or nine in the NFL right now. If you can't do it this week, when are you going to do it?
Yeah, and I don't know. If I fall asleep Sunday morning and don't wake up until Monday morning, and I ask somebody to tell me about the game, and I find out, dude, they couldn't get to Herbert. They tried everything and couldn't do it. I go, yeah, I could see that.
Well, then they lost.
Then they lost. Or I could also see, yeah, they feasted. They beat up on an undermanned group, and they just didn't hold up. They got into good passing situations, good down and distance. The design of the defense, by the way, is to be in third and seven, stop run early. Well, they've done that through multiple weeks, and yet they've been torched each of the last 3 weeks in the air. I could see that too. But to me, that's where the game's going to be won. That's the area you should have the advantage. You should be able to throttle this group, whether it's just with rushing four, and maybe you get fat and complacent thinking that that's who you are now. But Yeah, whether it's mixing and matching blitzes or all the games and stunts and stuff up front, you've got to hit this dude, because if the ball leaves his hand, you are in deep bleep. Like, if he throws a pass, it's going to be one of their receivers catching it and running free.
Quentin Johnston has gone from bust status to one of the better receivers in the league early this year. Do you agree with the premise that this game is huge? That's the question on Grant and Danny. Call us at 800-636-1067.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It would mean the world. I plan on having a lot of people in the game. So that is the hometown, and be able to play back in my hometown as a pro, it would mean everything.
Jaden Daniels is headed home to California, and he will be back on the field almost certainly. Today, the announcement came from Dan Quinn that he was cleared by trainers, that he is a full participant in practice on Wednesday. I do think we should give a little praise to and admire the way the coaching staff handled the injury. I pushed back on the notion after the first missed game when everyone wanted to heap praise and say, oh, this is so good of them. He could have played, and they're not letting him play because they're trying to protect him. And I don't think that is what the case was at all. I think he was hurt enough that there was no way he could play in that game. But last week, as the week went on, and it does sound like he pushed and pushed and pushed and tried to play, I think that's exactly what happened. He may have been able to play against Atlanta, and they did not let him do so because they felt like Mariota could run the offense and a few extra days could really benefit the recovery and just let's make sure. It's early in year two of a marathon here, not just this season with this guy.
That's right.
But hopefully a decade or 12 years or 15 years of him being a really, really good quarterback. That is not always the case with coaches. So job well done by Quinn and the staff, because all they care about really is the wins and the losses. right? That's what's next to their ledger. That's how they get paid. That's how they keep their jobs. But this tells you it's not actually all they care about. You know, they are prioritizing the players.
I'm with you. It deserves praise because I've seen previous regimes of qualified, smart people that maybe wouldn't have handled it that way. Maybe would have had him, probably not the first week, I'm with you, just in terms of the injury, wouldn't have allowed him to come back. But that second week, maybe he could have. Maybe he could have come back. And you know, well, he's cleared, and we get into that gray area. The valuing and understanding that you can't have that. This isn't a blocking tight end. This isn't, you know, a linebacker or a safety. This is the prize. This is the reason that you're relevant. If you replace him with an average NFL quarterback, you're part of the middle bucket that you've been in at best for three decades. The point is, having him gives you a chance to not be in that bucket. You're in a totally different one, a much desirable bucket that's gold-plated, where everyone thinks of you as the it team and everyone wants to come play with you. You take care of that guy. That's all I've ever asked, and they did that.
He's an L.A. market guy. He's from, Darius looked it up, about 60 miles from the stadium in San Bernardino, California. You know he's going to have a lot of people in the stands. There's just not going to be that many opportunities. When you play cross-country, imagine any of us going home and doing some kind of work thing, or you're traveling and you're near, you know, cousins and friends and family and how many people you might try to get together with. He's not able to go out to dinner on Saturday night, but you can come to the stadium. I'll bet you there's going to be a heck of a cheering section for him, ideally. Great to be back for L.A. I'm sure he pushed for Atlanta, but you know, you target this date. This was not going to be one throughout. I would imagine he would have missed. So all along, you got to be on the field for this one, and it worked out. And there's added motivation. Not that he needs any of it. These guys are giving you every ounce of everything they've got in every single game, but that's just one more storyline here. On the flip side for the Chargers, I always hate playing teams after a really bad loss.
Yep.
You just learned the lesson.
Did we see that anywhere recently? Is there somebody?
It's what we talked about all last week and even on Friday when we were out and about on our field trip. There is something to be said about not getting the team that has been on their P's and Q's all week because everyone got embarrassed. And I think that's kind of what happened with the Chargers playing the Giants this weekend. So the Falcons had their get right. Everybody is on high alert game. You know, the code red games are what Jay Gruden used to call them. Are you getting the Chargers in that same scenario? Like, if they lose, it's 3-2 and it's the same old Chargers. That's going to be the narrative. Not that they're really good. Not that they're better than the Chiefs. Not that they're going to win the division. Your cushion is gone. The Chiefs have caught you. You've lost two games you shouldn't have lost.
Yeah, you gave it away. You're right.
And now you're 3-2 and you're the same old Chargers. What's really changed? And by the way, the injuries are piling up.
Yeah, the Chargers are charging, which is what always happened. Regardless of coach, it was Staley, it was Lynn. It didn't matter. They would do this where they would look so good, and then ... you'd look up and they're somehow 8-9. Because whether it's a field goal kicker missing a chip shot or an injury happened or some kind of fluky thing. But they started off this year so well. Three divisional games in a row, by the way, going 3-0 in all of them. They probably should have lost that Denver game, but it was the opposite of charging. They had some magic there at the end to win that one, and they were so impressive in week one against Kansas City. But if you lose to Washington, you got a great chance to get back on the good foot next week at Miami. But even still, it doesn't get a whole lot easier for them. This is an important game for them as well, especially, as you said, coming across country, playing as bad a game as they've played in a while, losing to the Giants. And you got a chance for a team that's kind of walking wounded on their own, right? Making the trip back across the country to see you.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Let's go around the NFL with a conversation on the odds updated today for the first coach to be fired in the National Football League this season. Brian Callahan is the new betting favorite of the 0-4 Tennessee Titans in his second year as their head coach. You are now 21 games in if you're Callahan. And things don't look like they're improving at the rate they need to. You drafted a brand new quarterback at number one overall in Cam Ward, who says, it's his own words, not mine, that he's playing terribly, and that the offense has been awful as well. Callahan's a play caller. He's an offensive-minded guy. He's already given up his play-calling duties this season. So he's the heavy favorite now at minus 275. He was angry yesterday. We played the clip, him getting feisty with reporters.
Yeah, that to me is one of those telltale signs. That's one of the precursors.
The giving up the play calling duties?
Well, yeah, that one too. But it's somehow the question asker's fault, right? Dude. There's a whole lot of things that you did, and they're asking you about that.
You're starting to pick at some scabs,
right?
You know, you're starting to pick at some wounds that are very much hurting the person that are annoyed that you're touching them.
Do you ever have that? Like, so like let's say I had a big zit on my nose and I went in the producer studio and each individually, one at a time, they're all doing something, looked at me like, dude, what's up with your zit? Like, what's going on? And you answer the question. And then I sit down and you just happen to be the fourth person to ask me about it. And then I like give you a terse, irritated answer. That's what it sounds like. Ownership has probably had a conversation. GMs have probably had conversations. Other people have done it. It's like an office space where it's like, I got five different bosses right now, Bob. Five? Yes, Bob, five. It's that.
Second on this list, first NFL coach fired this year. Odds, plus 220. You're getting about 2.5 to 1 on Mike McDaniel of the Dolphins. Now, Miami did get a win. To their credit, they're 1-3 now. They beat a terrible Jets team. But the Jets have a brand new head coach this year. And so it's not like they're going to blow out Aaron Glenn anytime soon, nor should they. But for the Dolphins, they play the Panthers. What if Miami loses to Carolina this weekend? Then they lose to the Chargers, and they go into that Browns game, and they're 1-5 with no Tyreek Hill, who's not coming back through that door. He's out for the season. I could see McDaniel being in big, big trouble as early as, I don't know, the 12th, the 19th, these next couple of weeks if they don't get another quick win. Now, if they beat Carolina, which they probably should.
They could, yeah.
It's in Charlotte, where last time they played at home, they beat the Falcons by 30, so it's not like it's a pushover. But if you go there and you win without Tyreek Hill, it's back-to-back wins. You've kind of told the Wolves to leave. They're no longer at the door.
And I was really surprised. I thought they would have a terrible showing Thursday Night Football against Buffalo a couple weeks ago, and they didn't. Buffalo won the game, and they were the better team.
That's a good point. In that loss, they actually played pretty well.
So I thought, and that was their most competitive outing. I mean, again, they were close against the Patriots. They were the worst team, but I'm just in terms of like competitive. I don't know how to say better than this, but competitiveness, how tough they were. It looked like they were resilient and they were in it and they were trying really, really hard. I know that's not the prerequisite because it's the NFL. You're supposed to do that, but it didn't look like a group that had quit on their coach, right? And then they win this past week. So that to me moved him off. I thought he was going to be fired basically after the Jets game where they looked listless and lost to the worst team in the NFL. That's not the case. The arrow's trending up. Ish, if there is such a thing, even without Tyreek Hill in terms of McDaniel and the team.
Same thing with the Giants. Arrow's trending up-ish after a win, despite not having your number one wide receiver. Because you went to Jackson Dart, you mm-hmm. got the win. The Giants and Brian Daboll next on this list. Daboll is third in terms of odds to get fired first this season. And I get that, they were 0-3. But after the win, playing the Saints this week, I actually think they do win 2 in a row.
Yeah.
They could be 2-3. You've saved your season. It does stink for these guys, McDaniel and Daboll, who are play callers and designers on offense, that you've lost your best weapons. I mean, both for the year, yep. by the way. Neighbors, torn ACL, and then in the case of Tyreek Hill with the knee dislocation, his knee was basically a 90-degree angle. I don't know how many CLs there are in the knee, but they probably all got jacked up.
Yep.
Like, that is a horrible, horrible injury
gruesome.
That he suffered. But two of the top three guys most likely to get fired here are coming off of wins. So if you could stack another one, both winnable games this weekend, maybe you could push yourself down the list a little bit on the odds on Bet Online for a little while.
Yeah, you know, it's the lever you pull buys you some time, especially because you beat the Chargers if you're Brian Daboll. You think about it, had that gone poorly and they lost a losable game, was a one-score game, a field goal game. If the Chargers make one more play or something, you lose that one, it's like, okay, there's not much excitement left. You're playing out the string. You beat New Orleans, so what? It's then Philly, Denver, Philly again, 49ers. You're talking about the Walking Dead.
Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And remember that at 4 o'clock, we are giving away Caps tickets to opening night. 1 week away from today, on October 8th, they welcome the Boston Bruins to town. That football conversation we just had was presented by Paramount Plus. You can not count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Double play next.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day at this time, we give you a double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. As a reminder, Barry Svrluga on the Nats introducing Paul Toboni, their new president of baseball operations, on the show today at 5, and we're giving away those Caps tickets in 15 minutes.
So texts were flying yesterday, GP. During the later part of the program, and then on my way home, a plan was concocted, and this is a very real thing. My 7-year-old was so excited about his Trident gum. He had orange-flavored Trident gum that he needed me as soon as I got home. Like, he's sitting there, like, ants, like, he's got to go to the bathroom. Like, ants in his pants, like, sitting there, like, are you done? Like, just shoveling dinner in my mouth so that I can then take him to his friend's house. So that his friend would be allowed to try this orange-flavored Trident gum. This is an occurrence. This happened last night. First of all, I thought it was actually very sweet that he wanted his friend to experience, or multiple friends actually that were over there. It turned out it was a nice concentration. He wanted multiple friends to experience the joy that he was receiving from this orange Trident gum. But this was like multiple text messages. Parents are involved. And I don't really want to host people over there, but that's fine. We can go over there for a couple minutes. I'm like, I can entertain the kids while they chewed their gum. Like, it was the weirdest thing ever.
And they didn't want to wait till school the next day.
They couldn't. That was not an option.
Can apparently. I ask you, this is as an aside, yeah. But like, it just, how does he communicate with his friends? Does he have a phone?
No. 7-year-old's got nothing.
Oh, this is the 7-year-old.
Yeah, 7-year-old. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So this is his, he is asking and asking and asking and bothering. And again, it's coming from a very good place that he wants to share the joy of this gum.
But is he doing old school, like, landline to call him to be like, I'm going to come over with this? Or
no.
He's telling you, text the dad.
So he's bothering mom, and mom's going, okay, I guess I can try to arrange something. Like,
on his behalf. So everyone's involved. And it's okay.
So there's 4 or 5 different parents involved in this gum exchange. Like, seriously.
Did you try the gum?
I didn't. Because it's his special thing. I've had gum. I'm fine. So, but it leads me to the discussion. These children in this age group apparently have just discovered gum, and like Trident gum is like the new currency. Like for me, like at that age, it was like Garbage Pail Kids or like Nintendo games or something like that. But apparently Trident gum is the hit at this elementary school. When is the last time you bought gum? Like, when did you, like, you stop off at a convenience store and you're like, I'm going to buy a pack of gum? For me, it was like just out of college when I was a little concerned going out as a single person that my breath might be a little hot after drinking beer or something.
I don't know. I used to have gum in my car all the time. I can't remember the last time I bought gum. I would consider myself a big gum guy, but as you say it now, I have not had gum in a long time. We have some at the house. It's like buried in a drawer
just
or whatever.
In case, yeah.
Just kind of around. And my kids have found it, and they are too young and don't understand it. And we just tell them the old wives' tale or whatever. Like, if you swallow it, it grows in your stomach and yada, yada, yada.
7 years.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, they are scared enough away from it that they don't do it a lot. But their bit is my daughter especially will chew the gum for, I'm not joking, 30 seconds and say, okay, it lost its flavor. And so
yeah,
it's going out. It's like, no, it didn't. I know it didn't. But they don't even need gum anyway, and they shouldn't have it, so I'm fine with that idea. But yeah, generally, I don't know, man. It's been a long time, but I love gum. I'm not a spearmint gum guy.
What's your? I like that. It was like a big red cinnamon situation for a little while.
Oh, I'm not big red at all. What? You ever do the thing where you lick the big red like foil, and you put it on your head to burn your forehead? It burns really bad.
I've never done that.
That was a big thing back in middle school.
You burn like a reaction of some kind?
Exactly. There was like some type of feeling or thing, and it would like burn on your head, and everyone would do it like in sixth grade.
No foul on that.
Yeah. Hate Big Red, though. I mean, I would eat it, chew it, whatever we call it, but not for me. I've bought Orbit more than anything else. Blue packs, green packs of Orbit.
That's like the breath mint gum, kind of, right?
I guess
so. Would you call it that?
That was what I always had throughout high school, throughout college. Like, it was always Orbit.
Orbit guy.
I think if I had to choose, though, like, this is nubby because it loses its flavor so fast. Like, a Juicy Fruit is kind of nice. Or just some kind of, like, fruity gum is always good for me. But, like, I'll never do Bubblicious again. Just loses so fast. It's just gone. A Double Mint, I'm over. I'm past that. Green pack.
Like, I remember gum advertising was a huge thing at one point. I haven't seen a gum commercial in years. Double your flavor, double your fun, double mint gum or whatever.
That's
now
true.
There's no, where is the, where, like.
When's the last time you saw a gum commercial?
I remember all the jingles, like, big red freshness lasts right through it. Lasting flavor goes on and on. There's no gum commercials.
So quick search here. Who's for the most them? Popular chewing gums. Wrigley's Double Mint.
Wrigley's Double Mint, yeah.
Classic choice. Refreshing, long-lasting mint flavor. Extra. Is Extra like the blue one, I think?
I don't know that.
So it kind of feels like almost papery and dusty when you open it. Known for a wide variety of flavors and clean, crisp mints like Polar.
Oh, I know this one. I know. It's like that breath mint gum. Yeah. Here, look, I'll show you the picture. You'll recognize it.
I think it's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
of.
Yeah. Look, it looks like, just the picture looks like a bar 100%. Of soap.
That one's like a dusty feel when you like touch it. Trident, which is what you were referencing.
Orange flavored Trident, dude, is the hit.
The leader in the sugar-free gum category with a wide range of flavors and long-lasting freshness. Orbit.
Orbit's up there.
And then I don't know what Five Gum is, but that's apparently...
It's an offshoot of Five Guys where it's burger-flavored gum.
Oh, I'd love that. What do you remember about bubble gum, bubble tape?
Bubble tape, dude.
Little Hubba Bubba?
Yeah.
I don't think...
It came in the circle like a dip can, like a tin.
You just had to open it.
Yep.
Spin it. You could kind of close the mouth.
Use that as the way to sever it. Yeah,
exactly right. Wrigley's Juicy Fruit. Again, I know what you're going to tell me, and you're right. It loses flavor quickly. But that original yellow pack of Juicy Fruit. Tell me you didn't enjoy it with a straight face.
A long time ago, I definitely did that one.
Bubble Yum.
So here's their little secret about me.
Pink pack.
Their little secret about your pal. I can't blow a bubble. I never could.
You can't blow a bubble?
I can't blow a bubble.
I shouldn't make fun of this because there's a million things I can't do. Everyone can blow a bubble.
I cannot. So what people don't realize is...
I don't think that's a thing you can't... like
100%.
You just haven't done it yet.
No, I can't do it.
You never tried.
I've never tried. I've never tried to blow a bubble.
Any person who's ever tried has blown a bubble.
Yeah, I can't do it. Here's why. Everybody doesn't realize that you do this in order to do it. But you do it subconsciously because it's so easy. It's like, how do you ride a bike? I don't know. You just pedal and look forward. There is a groove that you make in your tongue to allow air to go in to a potential bubble, right? You do that, you just do it. You don't even think about doing it. I cannot make that groove in my tongue. I have a genetic defect. I can't do it.
I mean, this just can't be true.
I cannot blow a bubble.
Someone needs to go buy gum right now so I can watch Danny try to blow a bubble.
You know what I'll do is I'll try really hard and spit it on the wall.
There's just no way.
There is absolutely a way.
Eclipse Spearmint. Icebreakers ice cubes. I never had those. Those are the breath ones that, like,
yeah,
people will have that, like, square sitting in their cup holder of their car.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dentine ice.
Dentine.
Hated that.
Denton Day ice.
Denton Day ice. I hated that.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Yeah.
Extra peppermint. Trident original. And Orbit peppermint. My one seed. Blue pack.
The blue pack was silly.
Good gum conversation.
Good gum convo. But again, this all started with orange Trident gum. And this sweet little boy is going, I have to share this with my friends.
Let's go.
This is so good. They have to experience this. And it can't be tomorrow. It's got to be tonight.
What a precious young man.
Isn't that nice?
I like him. Sweet little prince. All right, next, our Beltway Blitz. And before we kick off the Blitz, as soon as we return, we got a pair of tickets to Caps opening night 1 week from today right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.